How do I ask my husband for forgiveness?
For more training on building and attracting a blissful marriage, please visit www.lolaandola.com.
The same thing goes for this question. How do I ask my husband for forgiveness? It's a little bit different because clearly a person asking this question is admitting that they were wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're thinking for forgiveness. It's different from apology. It's completely different. Apology is like, I guess that's what I need to do. I'm not sure, right? Forgiveness is like, no, I effed up.
Mm-hmm.
I do ask for forgiveness. Can you go? How can somebody ask for forgiveness from their husband?
I mean, you apologize. Forgiveness.
Let me make
for
it
some
personal.
People.
Is it easy for you to ask for forgiveness?
Is it easy for me to ask for forgiveness if I messed up?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So that's a good
maybe
point.
Maybe before. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would have been hard.
So your natural self is hard. Okay.
Yes. So now, knowing what I know and being deliberate in my actions, I will ask for forgiveness for my peace of mind.
Right. But you your little silence there told me that, first of all, you have to admit that you're wrong, right?
Right.
So maybe the real question is it easy for you to admit you're wrong? Or even that question is bastardized, because if you're wrong, you know you're wrong.
I mean, if you're asking for forgiveness, you're already saying
Wrong. All right. You already know you're wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
So asking for forgiveness when you already know you're wrong should be easy, but clearly it's not easy, because like putting the words together can be. So it depends on what you did.
Yes, and it depends on the person you're with, because some people are not forgiven.
Some?
You could ask for forgiveness and they will say, or motiba. There's some kind of some kind of condescending. Oh, okay, I've heard you, but they've not really, you know, they're hurt, they're in their feelings, and they can drag you for years. Whereas some people, you know,
so the same thing with apology goes with asking for forgiveness. It's change behavior and let the person relax, let them process what just happened.
Don't shove it down their throat.
Yeah, you have to have a lot of patience where you're asking for forgiveness or you're apologizing. Lots of patience, lots of time, generosity with the time, because the more time is there, the more they're open to receiving what you have to say, especially if because now you have time to back it up with your behavior, right? Especially if your behavior has actually reflected that.
Well, I don't support you asking for forgiveness over and over again. You have to do it one time, maybe twice, and it's done. The rest has to be your change behavior.
That's
what really matters. But some people, they'll just keep going. I'm sorry. Every small thing.
I said I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're making things worse and you're being annoying. You need to know when you're being annoying.
Mm-hmm.
You're sorry, okay, give me time. I've heard you, but just give me time to process this. Like
People that have a hard time forgiving, that's what they say, by the way, but I agree with you.
Mm.
People that have a hard time, because it's very hard for an average human being to forgive.
Mm.
Because once you hurt a person, it's a trust issue.
It's
hard for them to not open up again.
The walls get you to.
So for them to open up again, you need time.
Yes.
Because if you've had good time with this person in the past or anything like that, they will remember. Mm-hmm. They will start reflecting if you stay out of their face.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are just now, you want to fix it now.
That will backfire.
That will work against you. And I agree with you that asking over and over again, let's put that into logic a little bit. If you do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's called insanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. Like, don't think your apologies all of a sudden suddenly going to fix things, you know? So let's go into this comment. If you cheated and then asking for forgiveness will require a lot of follow-up through. If it's just something else, then apologizing once is fine. Even cheating, because even the follow-up is not necessarily apologizing.
Mm.
I agree with the follow-up part.
Mm-hmm.
It's really following up with your behavior.
Yes.
Change of behavior.
Yes.
Right? But using your words is manipulative, because you are trying to use the word to fix that person or to get them to forgive you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was that easy, we could just pull forgiveness out of heaven and it happens. So it takes time.
Sure.
It takes time, because we're spiritual. There's a mind at play. There's a soul that's been tampered with. And those kind of things has to be healed. It has to be repaired, you know? So good point, Kenny.
For more training on building and attracting a blissful marriage, please visit www.lolaandola.com.